Hallelujah. As many people as I expect to be blessed here this morning, let them shout a breakthrough. Hallelujah. This is a special deliverance service and the anointing service. Part of the agenda of this service is for you to obtain a divine insurance that no weapon formed against your protection shall prosper. Listen carefully, beloved. Before we leave this place today, there are people who are meant for the front that the enemy has arranged to the back. There shall be a divine rearrangement. And you shall find your seat that was stolen. Before we leave this service today, many, many people here, the kind of testimonies they never had will begin to happen in their lives as a result of this service. Listen, beloved, before we leave this place today, there are people who have been consigned to death. All of a sudden, the coffin made for you shall swallow the own. Those are the things that are going to happen here today. And there are some here too. The issue of your children have been giving you terrible concern. Beginning from today, the angels of God will go and lay hands on those children. And any power that wants to bury their destinies shall be completely disgraced. Before you sit down for a few minutes now, I want you to pray this prayer louder than anyone here. Especially if you know that you want to leave this place with bountiful signs and wonders. Say this loud and clear. Every power assigned to limit my life. Can you say this with only anger? You are a liar! In the name of Jesus. That's the power of God. That's the power of God moving already. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful God, we thank you for a morning like this. You are our rock, you are our strength. You have never failed. You will never fail. Thank you for the power and the blood of Jesus. Thank you because that blood shall never lose its power. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. This morning, open our understanding. Lay your hands upon us. This morning, do great, marvelous, and mighty things. And by the time we leave this place, let those who see us testify that we have seen the glory of God. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's have a seat. God bless you. We have a very short session ahead of us. We want to go into the words of God now. Then we'll go into ministration after the word, and thereafter into the anointing service. Very briefly, what we're sharing with you this morning is both something that is preventive in nature and also curative in nature. So the topic of this message is called Deliver Your Glory. Deliver Your Glory. Let's look at a few scriptures. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 18. Exodus 33, verse 18. We see Moses praying a very great prayer. Exodus 33, 18. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. Moses asked to see the glory of God, because he knew that once he had access to that glory, a little bit of it is enough to shine on Moses, and the life of Moses will never remain the same. So show me thy glory. The issue of glory is so important that even God himself guards his own glory. Look at what it says in Isaiah chapter 42. Isaiah 42 verse 8. The issue of glory is that serious. God guards his own glory. In Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8. He says, I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another. Neither my praise to graven images. God says, I will guard my glory. Will you share it with any other thing? The word glory is an interesting word. It means so many things. When you talk about glory, we're talking about honor. We're talking about great beauty. We're talking about brilliance. We're talking about a distinguished quality. We're talking about something that stands you out. We're talking about majesty. We're talking about magnificence. When we are talking about glory on the physical realm. But as far as the Bible is concerned, glory is a deeper thing. The Bible tells us that glory is given by God. The Bible says the Lord shall give grace and glory. The Bible tells us that glory can pass away. The Bible says all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man like the flower of grass, and the grass withereth and the flower passeth away. Glory can pass away. The Bible tells us in Hosea chapter 4 verse 7 that the glory of a person can be changed to shame. I pray that that will not be your lot in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 there are different kinds of glory. So there is a glory for the sun, one for the stars, there is a celestial glory, a terrestrial glory, and even among the stars, the divine glory. The Bible makes this very clear to us. The Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 5 verse 14 that the glory of a person can be sent to hellfire. The Bible also tells us that there is a specific thing known as glory of God. When we say glory of God, we mean the special manifestation of the revelation of the divine power. We're talking about the visible signs of God's presence in a person's life. We're talking about that glorious presence of God that travels from his throne to shine on him. Oh, that all of us here today will experience the glory of God, and our lives will no longer remain the same. Moses saw a little of it, and his life never remained the same. By the glory of God, we mean the overshadowing power of God that protects a person, that delivers a person, that empowers a person, that suits a person, that fertilizes what a person is doing, that refreshes a person, incubates a person, and prospers the person. Oh, that we will experience the glory of God here today. If his glory should come here now, we don't need to pray about healing. We don't need to pray about deliverance. Because all other things that are contrary to God will flee at the presence of his glory. When we talk about the glory of God, we're talking about that seal of God that protects his saints. We're talking about the protective and preservative, glorious presence of God. We're talking about a divine aura surrounding the person. We're talking about God bringing his tabernacle into your life. We're talking about you having access into the mysteries of God. When we're talking about the glory of God, it is therefore a tragedy for somebody not to encounter that glory, or you've encountered it and the enemy takes it away. The glory of God is so serious that if you look at Acts chapter 12, verse 21, Acts 12:21. And upon a set day, Herod arrayed royal apparel, sat upon his throne, and made an oration unto them. And the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of a God and not of man. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him. Why? Because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. One mistake was made by Herod, and he was eaten by worms. The angel of the Lord smote him. This Herod put James to death. No problem, God was looking at him. He planned to cut off the head of Peter. No problem, God was watching him. When he found that Peter had escaped, he killed 16 soldiers who were guarding Peter. Something for which this man really could not help. So Herod caused 16 funeral services. He created 16 widow women, 16 broken homes, probably 50, 70 orphans, and yet God was watching him.
But the moment he tampered with the glory of the Almighty, he received swift judgment. That's how God grants his glory. As far as man is concerned, beloved, there are four kinds of glory. Number one, glory given to you by the Lord, which is a part of what God has and is giving to you. His glory radiating upon your life like it did to Moses. Two, there is inherited glory. Three, there is acquired glory. Four, there is inborn glory. Four kinds of glory. If the enemy captures this, there is a problem. Many years back, we had to pray with somebody. He said he had a dream, and some powers gathered around her. And I said, "You, we shall bury your glory." She didn't take it serious. But for the first time in her life, she filled all her papers. It was then she understood what they meant by "we're going to bury your glory." I know a woman called Selina many years back. The husband was suffering from a strange sickness, but she didn't know. This man will stand up on his sleep with eyes closed. He will sleepwalk. He will be moving about the house. One day as he was sleepwalking, this husband came to Selina's bed, held her neck, strangulated Selina to death, and went back to bed, slept by her side. By the morning, the man did not even understand what happened. But Selina was gone. I pray that every power mandated to bury your glory, they shall die in the name of Jesus. They shall die, they shall die, they shall die, they shall die in the name of Jesus. I pray this morning that every power assigned against your day of glory shall die in the name of Jesus. The Bible tells us that God's ultimate purpose for us is to carry his glory. But then, as you begin to study the word of God and you begin to study the life of man, you find that everyone, you have deposited glory. Deposited into you. Even as I sit down there is a deposited glory. Your glory is your shining forth. Your glory is your tangible virtues. Your glory is your internal Moses, the Moses God has put in you to deliver you. Because every man will come across his day of trouble. You will need your internal Moses to set you free. Your glory is your destiny promotion. Your glory is your quota of divine excellence planted in you. Your glory is your unique capacity. Your glory is what you can do, but you have not yet done it now. Your glory is the star of your destiny. That your glory is your favor magnet. It magnetizes favor to you. Your glory is your unction for greatness. It is your goodness glue. It glues good things to you. It is your positive aura that God has used to surround you. The trouble with glory is this. Glory can be stolen. It can be transferred. It can be lost. It can fade away. It can sink. It can be buried. It can be killed or destroyed. It can be turned to shame. There are specific spirits in the demonic world that the agenda of these spirits is to bury the glory of man. When somebody goes from grace to grass, his glory has been buried. Somebody is suffering from poverty of clear thinking. You cannot think clearly about the consequences of the actions you are taking. It's when the glory has been buried. That's what happens. When a person's glory has been buried, there will be disgrace. There will be arrows of shame. There will be all-round defeat. The person will travel from the head to the tail. A person will be in a place of honor. All of a sudden, they remove him. There will be downgrading and demoting powers working on the person. When the glory has been buried, there will be wrong positioning. Always put the person in the wrong position. When the glory has been buried in the family, there will be chain of untimely, a chain of tragedy. When the glory has been buried, you find that things will always be going contrary to your plan. The glory, when it has departed, is what makes a person to become history while the person is still living. The prince will be converted to the servant. The prince will become stale. The person becomes expired. That's why this morning we need to pray some prayers. Because whenever the glory of God is taken away from a life, the life becomes empty.
Whenever the glory has been transferred, person will go from honor to dishonor, and another person will be taking his position. This morning, this is what the Lord said we should come and face here. How do we deliver our glory from the cage of the enemy? Number one, you need to first of all surrender your life completely to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you surrender to Jesus, all beggarly powers are swept away. Perhaps you are in this meeting now. You have something you are still hiding at home. You are using it to gain power. There is something you are still swallowing. Those things will help you to bury your glory. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. Number two is this. You need to obey God completely. Everything God is asking you to do, you must do. If he says you must stop getting angry, then stop getting angry. If he says you must stop fornication, then you stop. Everything God asks you to do, you must obey 100%. Then the third thing you must do here today is to pray recovery prayers if the enemy has stolen from you. Unfortunately, there is no gentle way of arresting anything evil. Anything that is evil. The only way to arrest it is violence too. This morning there are some prayers we're going to pray here. And the effect of those prayers will be felt from generation to generation. Rise up on your feet now, beloved. Rise up on your feet. But you see, if you are here today and you are not born again, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus, you will not be able to recover your glory unless you surrender your life to Jesus. So if you are here today, you say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are clear, don't delay, because we don't have too much time. Run and find a way to the altar here, because Jesus is waiting for you here. You want to surrender your life to Jesus here this morning? Do it very quickly. Jesus is waiting for you here, and his power is able to deliver to the uttermost. Jesus is waiting for you here. Those of you who are standing, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life, just close your eyes, bow down your heads, and say what I'm going to say after me. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know you sent Jesus to die for my sins. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Lord, I thank you for these your children. I pray, oh Lord, that you will lay your hands upon them, that the decision they've taken today shall be permanent in their lives, and that you will uphold them by your power. The anointing of the Almighty will come upon your life. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Right there where you are, the counselors will speak with you. They will minister to you. Make sure you fill out their forms so that we can continue praying for you and be able to help you further. The rest of us on our seats, let's close our eyes and bow down our heads and quietly begin to confess any sin in your life that may prevent your glory from being restored, or that will allow the enemy to keep holding on to your glory. Confess those things to the Lord. Any sin that will not allow you to get the blessings of God here today, ask him to forgive you. God is here. His power is in this place to deliver to the uttermost. What a mighty God we serve. Confess your sins to the Lord and bring quality repentance to him. Quality repentance. So that by the time you finish from this meeting, those who see you will know that you've encountered the glory of God. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And now quietly on your seat, not shouting, just sing this song. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. Like a soldier now. Amen. All eyes closed. Thank you, Jesus. The first three prayers I want you to pray. The power of God will begin to move in thousands of lives. As we're praying this prayer, there is a woman here with an evil flow of blood. You run your prayer for 6 days, 7 days, 8 days, 10 days, sometimes. You are inside that kind of evil flow now. As you start praying now, you will hear a sound, and the evil flow of blood shall cease. As we are praying this prayer, there are people here that you are feeling dead in your legs. If you stamp the leg on the floor, sometimes it will seem as if there is no life in it. Life will return to those legs and those hands now. As you pray this prayer, some of you have been hearing evil voices, alien voices. All of a sudden, the power of God will strike you where you are, and those voices will be silenced. There is a sister here. Something has been turning your intestine and your womb upside down. All of a sudden, there shall be a repositioning. And as we are praying this prayer too, there is someone here, a breathing, living object that is inside your body, will jump out of that body. And as it jumps out, all of a sudden, you find that the balloon of darkness that is swelling in your body shall be punctured completely. Already the miracle has started to happen. The power of God is touching somebody. Right there where you are, your genotype is SS. But the power of God is touching you now. I'm converting that genotype immediately to AA. So many things will happen as we pray these prayers. But listen, beloved. If you pray the prayer about your glory and your voices go away, and your glory comes back and the voices go, the voices will come back. Say this with burning anger. Any power program against my glory. Can you shout this loud and clear? Listen, beloved, there is a cloud of blessings hanging here. It must come down on our head as rain of blessings. Can you shout it again loud and clear? God! In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Every power program against my glory. Yeah! Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Marabo Sopente Kayabosh. shente yaba. Raba sepende geya bo shente raba koraba. Yes, 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 yes. Aha, 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 aha. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey, it's happening. Yes. The glory buried in the waters. Yes, recover it now. Recover it. Recover it. Today, recover it. In the name of Jesus. Say this again loud and clear. Every ancestral power that is holding my glory. Your time is up. God, in the name of Jesus, give me your sense of powers. Oh yes. Something is happening already. Receive the touch of the power of God. Receive the touch of the power, of the power, of the power, of the power, of the power. Yes. Masepo koya bo shendera ba, riba sepende koya ba. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, the evil growth on the neck, the one under the armpit, the one in the reproductive organ. Look, the power of God is touching them and melting them away. Yes, as the power of God coming upon you, as the power of God. Yes. Maseka poshende rabosentia. Ribosoponde kaya boshente rabakasanta. Aha. Yes. Amen. If you are that woman here and you are feeling as if a male organ is planted into your private part and you are having sensation of sex in broad daylight, please quickly rush to the altar here and be on your knees so that the Lord can deliver you today. You feel as if a male organ is planted inside of you, just find a way to the altar and be on your knees so that the Lord can break that yoke off your life today. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Oh God of Elijah, that fought by fire on Mount Carmel. Can I hear the sister shouting this? Is that the louder the sisters can say? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Yes. Aha. Everybody together. Problems today. Can you say that loud and clear? Kill my problem. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Yes. Kill my problems today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, let your power fall upon this. Your children are at the front of the altar. Every deposit of darkness into your body. The deposit of darkness into the womb. The deposit of darkness into the stomach. The deposit of darkness into any area of this body. Come out now. Out. 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 Out.
out, 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 in the name of Jesus. Every serpent in the body, lose your hold, 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 in the name of Jesus.
This message continues on side B of this cassette.
Amen. Those of us at the front, just remain there while the angels of God are carrying out their own surgical operations upon your life now. As many people as are here this morning, something is telling you that you are in the wrong place, that you are supposed to be higher than where you are. If you will pray this prayer with violence, within the next 10 days, there will be a change in your situation. Say this loud and clear. Every problem tormenting my glory, damn, in the name of Jesus. Just deal with that problem. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, receive the touch of the power of God. Receive the touch of the power of God. That's right. Continue, continue. Don't know the church. I don't know the church. Continue, continue. Yes, every problem. Tonight you are glory. Your time is up. God, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, complete that which you have started in the life of your children at the frontier. Let every stubborn spirit husband that has planted material into anybody's body, let his power be separated from their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. The hand of God has done a great deliverance in your life today. That's right. Yes. Yes. Just leave her alone, it's okay. Masekapoya Boshente Rabosente. You will shout this now loud and clear. Every witchcraft attack tied to the new moon. Please pray this prayer. Please pray this prayer. Can I hear you shouting it again loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, scatter it. In the name of Jesus, let them scatter, let them scatter, let them scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, I lose my star from the grip of manipulation. In the name of Jesus, begin to lose your star from the grip of manipulation. Yes. Something is happening here this afternoon. Oh yes, oh yes. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. 124 sisters. Although you can't see anything physically on your forehead, but the enemy has put a mark there. And the mark is that you will not have a happy home. But right there where you are now, the power of God is moving from person to person. and is wiping off the mark of the enemy.
That's right.
Yes, it's happening.
Uh-huh.
Shout this now loud and clear. Every gate of darkness where my destiny has been shut, I force you open. Every gate of darkness where my destiny has been shut, I force you open. In the name of Jesus, force them open. Thank you, Jesus. Maria Bosopoko Yabo Shente Rabaraba. The Sepende Capella Boshente Yaba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Now, this particular prayer, the Holy Ghost said we should pray 3 hot times. As we are praying this prayer, those who are carrying heavy loads on their heads, the loads shall be shaken off. Those who are here and you have some invisible animals biting your body, insect-like spirits troubling your life, you shall be set free immediately. And as we pray this prayer, somebody here, the enemy has been feeding on your air, the enemy has been eating you up. The power of God will fall upon you as you pray these prayers. Everybody say this after me loud and clear. Every good road closed against me, open by fire in the name of Jesus. Every good road closed against me, open. Open my fire. My shoulder aboko soponte yama. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. 2 more times, because this is what is going to release the promotion and lifting up of so many. Are you ready again? Open your mouth and pray the same prayer. Command the road to open. Open my fire. Masokaya boshende rabosente yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, amen. The power of God has touched so many people. Right there where you are, if you brought a particular condition here, a particular problem in your body, and you find that during the prayers this problem has just disappeared, I want to pray with you so that the enemy does not bring back the problem. Just find a way to the altar here now so we can put a seal on that miracle. Something has happened to you about which you can testify. Just find a way to the altar here. Don't kneel down, just remain standing. Thank you, Jesus. Something has happened to you here about which you can testify. Find a way to the altar very quickly. Everybody shout this loud and clear. Every power assigned to pull me down, you are a liar. Die in the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Bota katora boshenta. Every power assigned to pull me down, you are a liar. Die! In Jesus' name we pray. The spirit of paralysis has just departed from somebody. So if you have been using a stick or you are in a wheelchair, you better get up now, because that spirit of paralysis has just gone. I see three persons here. Before the next power must change us on this place, which is first Saturday of next month, you will receive a job appointment that will move you forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody has been healed from an incurable disease. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I saw one down there. Your name is Rhoda. Wherever the powers that have been ordained to marry you off in the spirit realm, they are releasing you now. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it's a clinical prophecy given unto somebody. And the person who brought the medical result here, the Lord has cancelled that report now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Are you tired, beloved? No, don't be tired, and don't sit down. This is not the time to sit down, because more things are about to happen. Say this loud and clear. Every plantation of frustration, in the name of Jesus. Plantation of frustration, scatter, 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 scatter. Yes. Morabo sopoko tendia. Manarabo kopola boko shempola boko raba. Bonne katenda senta. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, my legs reject backwardness. Can you say that loud and clear? Say it loud and clear. Say it again loud and clear. Move forward by fire in the name of Jesus. Yes, my legs will get backwardness. Move forward by fire. Move forward by fire. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Someone here, actually you don't understand English too much. You understand French more. But there is a whole large crocodile that has just moved out of you now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sisters, shout this loud and clear. Every dream bullet. Can you shout this loud and clear? Brothers, shout it with all the anger. Everybody shout it with loud and clear. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. Command the dream bullets to backfire. In the name of Jesus. They must backfire. Something is happening over there. Every dream bullet, backfire, 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 backfire. In Jesus' name we pray. There is a woman here. You are carrying a baby in your hand now that has a problem. Check that baby now to find out that problem has disappeared. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every power double crossing my progress. Can you say this loud and clear? Your turn.
Jesus. Yes. They are coming some. They are coming some. Moshentera bokosontenda yaba. Ribasaponda kayaba shanta. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
Silence. Silence. Yes. You, a local spirit, let this sister go. You have tormented her for years. Let her be released from the mouth of your serpent right now. The demon of sleeplessness, I bind and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is carrying out his own surgery upon so many people here. Masoka tenda ya boshendia. Ribosaponda kaya boshente raba. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. 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 Shout this with violence. Say, chain problems. Chain problems. Any word of the Lord. Scatter. In the name of Jesus. The chain problems are scattered. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. I bind and cast out every source of blindness and deafness. Loose your hold now. In the name of Jesus, I bind and cast out every spirit of failure at the edge of success. In the name of Jesus. Two prayers now. And you must not allow anybody's voice to overshadow your own now. The glory of my life, stalling in the womb. Can you shout this loud and clear? I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. Recover them by fire. In the name of Jesus, recover them, recover them, recover them. In the name of Jesus, Masopola kaya boshendera bakanda. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. The glory of my life. During my name in ceremony, I recover you by fire in the name of Jesus. Bato paka sopende kayabosha, riba sopende katende yaba, mana rabo sopende kayaboshende. Bokatera bosapendeka. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody here with double reproductive organ, but the wrong one has just disappeared now. You can go and check it up. Power of God has done wonders in your life today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your right hand on your head now. Aha.
I fire back every arrow of untimely death. In the name of Jesus. Fire back.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Yes, things are happening. Oh, what a wonderful day to be here. Say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Shout it in your language. Shout it again in your language. Shout it again in your language. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we go to our anointing service. Please bring out your bottle of olive oil and hold it in your right hand. If you brought many bottles, just hold one. One is good enough. And you don't have to open it. The cover will not prevent the power of God from going inside. Hold it in your right hand and let's rise up on our feet. Please be careful with your bottle. The anointing service is not a ritual. The oil is just a symbol of the Holy Spirit. After prayer now, you have a powerful weapon in your hand. Because the power of God will enter therein. The Bible says, if any sick among you, let him pray. Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall raise up the sick man. So, if we start to share testimonies about anointing, we will be healthy tomorrow. But this particular edition, you'd be amazed at what the Lord will do to it. All eyes closed. And let your amen be dynamic now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm sure I can get a better amen than that. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the beginning, the Spirit of God moved upon the waters. And then the voice came, let there be light. And there was light. Lord, we raise up this oil to you. Let your anointing flow into it. In the name of Jesus. The Spirit that moved upon the waters, move upon this oil in the name of Jesus. Let this oil become the oil of glory. The oil of power. The oil of deliverance. The oil of healing. The oil of strength. The oil of the power of the Lord. When the sick encounters this oil, let the sickness be buried. When this oil touches the dead, let the dead come alive. When this oil touches a document, let the document collect favor. When this oil touches a building, let darkness flee away. In the name of Jesus, let this oil become terror to the kingdom of darkness. In those days, O Lord, you used to send an angel to trouble the water of Bethesda. Let the same angel trouble this oil now. In the name of Jesus, let your fire flow into the oil. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, gently open that bottle. Please don't touch your fingers and put a little bit into your mouth. A little bit into your mouth. Swallow it. Swallow it. Say what I'm going to say after me. Say, my oil that has collected fire from heaven has entered into my mouth. As from today, any hidden sickness in my body is dead. As from today, my mouth shall bring me prosperity. My mouth shall bring me glory. My mouth shall not kill me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now put a little bit of that oil on your head. The Bible says, thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Say, my head. You are the symbol of my destiny. As from today, it shall be well with you. As from today, no curse issued against you shall prosper. My head shall be lifted up above the enemies round about me. In the name of Jesus, I decree that insanity is not my lot. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now apply the oil to your hands. Rub your hands together. Say, my hands, you are the symbol of my walking. As from now on, every good thing that I touch shall prosper, shall prosper, shall prosper, shall prosper, shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, my hand shall magnetize favor. My hands shall magnetize prosperity. In the name of Jesus. Apply the oil to your legs now. You may need to sit down to be able to do it properly. You don't have to remove your shoes. Just make sure it's on your legs. Say, my legs, you are the symbol of my walking. As from today, hear the word of the Lord. You will not walk me into danger. My legs will carry me to my place of destiny. My legs shall take me to the place of my glory. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Shout a loud amen. Now, if you have any sickness in any part of your body, apply the oil to your hand and rub the place vigorously. Don't bother whether anyone is looking at you. If you need to put your hand inside your clothes, let her do it now. Rub it vigorously. Masekatendaya bushantia. Ribosotondekeya bushendera bakapuntia. That's right. The miracle has started. That's right. The miracle has started. Something is happening over there. An evil presence is being evacuated. Yes. 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 Thank you, Jesus. If you have done that, just close the bottle gently. Put it away so that it doesn't break. Now rise up on your feet. Having anointed your body now, you are in a position to pray one powerful prayer. One powerful prayer. Don't allow anybody's voice to overshadow your own. Say, anointing that blesses the Lord. Fall upon my life now. In the name of Jesus. Anointing that blesses the Lord. Fall upon my life now. Botera katenda sanda. Fall upon my life now. In Jesus' name we pray. One more prayer. Say this with violence. You, the tragedies left in this year, my life, the life of my family, is not your candidate. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare that. Yes, the tragedy is minus you, minus your family. Amen. Before you depart from here, I want you to ask the Lord one big thing for you to testify about next year anointing service. If Jesus tarries in his coming, one big thing. Tell the Lord you will testify. Amen. Father, it is written that your children shall be his, raise up their head. And now comes their help. Their help comes from the Lord in the heavens and earth. We will not suffer their feet to be moved. But if they keep it, then we will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. As you go, it shall be well with you. If Jesus tarries in his coming, by this time next year, you shall be a bigger bundle of testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Let us share the grace in fellowship.